Welcome to a Durban Christian Center South Ministry message. We hope you enjoy this inspiring word from our senior pastor, Pastor Johnny Grobler.
Are you ready for the word of God? Hallelujah. Father, we bless you for your precious written word, the will of God revealed to us. Your word, Father, that does not pass away, but accomplishes all that you send it to do. And we thank you now for your blessing and for your presence and your anointing. We thank you that the entrance of your word brings life and revelation and blessing to each and every one of us. And everybody said, amen, hallelujah. I want you to turn in your Bibles to the book of Mark chapter 11 and verse 19. Mark chapter 11 and verse 19. We've been talking about the promised land. How these things were written as an example to us. It's a type, it's a shadow of the promise that we as the church of the Lord Jesus has. And I don't know about you, I determined long ago I'm going to live in the promises of God. I'm not going to allow it to be one day, but it's today. The promise of God is not to come, it's already given, hallelujah. And you and I can live in it every day. We know how Joshua led Israel into Canaan land, led them into the promised land. And when they came there, each had to possess their portion. And that's the part of this blessing that I want to speak to you about today. Possess your portion. That's what I've entitled this message today. Possess your portion. Come on, look at your neighbor, poke him in the ribs and say, possess your portion. Hallelujah. Because as each one possesses their portion, the whole comes into its place. Hallelujah. And all of us can come into what God had. You see, God wants the whole church to press in until everybody possesses their portion. He told Israel, I want all of you. You can't one possess and then you stay behind and then the other nine tribes go without you, then one stays down, then only eight tribes. He said, no, you are all going to fight till everybody's got their portion. Everybody say, till everybody's got their portion. Hallelujah. We're not here just for ourselves. We're here for our brothers and sisters. We're here to see that everybody gets discipled. Amen. Thank God I got saved, but now I need others to get saved. Thank God I got discipled. Now I need others to be discipled. Thank God I've learned the truth. Now I need to lead others into truth. Hallelujah. Until we all come into the fullness of what God has prepared for us. Hallelujah. And Joshua said, let us go up at once. I want to say that to this congregation. Let us go up at once. Jesus said it this way. He said, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Go therefore. Amen. Go therefore. Go take possession. Go and claim the land. Go and receive the promises that God has for you because Jesus has overcome. I've got news for some of you sad Christians. Amen. In the Bible, they call them Sadducees. Why do they call them Sadducees? Because they're sad, you see. They're Sadducees. Why? Why are they sad Christians? Because they don't know that Jesus overcame. They're not convinced that he destroyed the powers of darkness, made an open show of the enemy, dispossessed him, claimed every heavenly possession, hallelujah, is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he has all authority and all dominion, and all things in heaven and earth belongs to him. And he said to you and I, we can possess it. Hallelujah. I thank God I'm not in a poverty-struck kingdom. I thank God I'm not in a kingdom where there's lack. Amen. Oh, Pastor, when I get to heaven, I suppose I'm going to be in the sick bay. No, there's no sick bay in heaven. Amen. And I've got good news for you. There's no sick bay in Canaan land. I spoke to you last week about going to Canaan land, and they said, the spies said, tell us, what is in the Canaan land? They said, well, there is fruit. There is blessing. There is abundance. It's a land as heaven upon earth. Hallelujah. It's what God has prepared for those who love him. Listen, what has God prepared for you? Well, Pastor, for me, didn't prepare too much because you see, I'm poor. Who told you you're poor? Amen. Well, Pastor, I don't know. God hasn't prepared healing for me because in my family, I've got generational sickness. You know, some people are so attached to their sickness, it's become their identity. Amen. Hallelujah. They want everybody to know how sick they are. Everybody to know how sore they are. But thank God I'm not sick. I'm not sore. I'm not poverty stricken. Hallelujah. I'm not cursed. I'm blessed. Amen. There's only blessings in the kingdom of God. The Bible says he made an open show of them. For those of you who think there's no future for you, I've got news for you. Jesus made an open show of your enemy. He is defeated. I want you to say with me today, devil, you are defeated. Come on, say it with some authority. Devil, you are defeated. Hallelujah. God wants us to rise up with some authority in our lives. Amen. He wants you to have dominion restored to your life. Hallelujah. So that you can walk in the fullness of the blessing. I want to say to you today, saints, there's no reason to live in defeat. There's no reason to live depressed. There's no reason under the sun for any believer to live outside of the promises of God. Because every promise of God is for me. Hallelujah. And say, I'm so sad. I've never seen a person get sad when they win a million. Amen. Oh, Pastor, I'm so sad today. Why are you sad? Well, you got your mind set on the wrong thing. Set your mind on things above. Hallelujah. You see, if you're going to live in the earthly realm, the natural realm, the carnal realm, you're always going to have a reason to be sad. Amen. Tell your neighbor, don't be a sad juicy. Hallelujah. Be a glad juicy. We'll write that one in there. Amen. I got a new word. I'm a glad juicy. Hallelujah. Like a person once said to me, what star are you born under? I said, Bethlehem star. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're from above. Amen. We have a kingdom. And the kingdom's being established today. And so it's ours to take. You know, throughout the Bible, Jesus never said no. Not once. The Bible says in Acts 10, verse 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of these things. How many witnesses do I have here of a miracle working God? Hallelujah. How many witnesses do I have here of a God who provides, of a God who heals, of a God who breaks through, of a God who favors? Amen. We are witnesses of these things. Amen. Don't be a witness of the bad. Don't be a witness and tell everybody about everything bad that's happening. No, I'm in the good news department. Hallelujah. I often tell people, if you want to go to the complaints department, go. It's on the 99th floor and the lift's broken. And there's a fire in the stairwell. Amen. Then you've got something to complain about. But thank God I'm in the good news department. Hallelujah. The kingdom is good news. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all who are oppressed of the devil. God gave me a word for you today. He's healing all who are oppressed of the devil. I said, God's given me a good word for you today. He heals all who are oppressed of the devil. Hallelujah. Jesus did not say no. Jesus said go. Hallelujah. Man, I feel like a poet. He didn't say no. He said go. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, he didn't say no. Come on, tell him he did not say no. I'm telling you, he said go. Go take possession. Go claim the promise. Go into the blessing. Go forward. Hallelujah. He didn't say no. He said, go lay hold of the blessings that God has for you. I'm telling you today, Jesus says yes. I quoted this scripture last week, and I think it bears another quote. Mark chapter 11, 19. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, by me, Silvanus, and Timothy, his promise was not yes and no, but in him was yes. For all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen, to the glory of God through us. Hallelujah. So in other words, God say, I'm going to glorify my name by saying yes. Hallelujah. Every time you possess, I'm glorified. Every time you step into the new promise, every time you have a miracle, every time you have a breakthrough, every time the presence of God manifests, it's to the glory of God, because the promises of God are yes and amen. They're not yes and no. If you go to somebody and say, well, let's see if God really wants it for you, it might be yes, it won't be no. Run! Because he doesn't have the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord is yes and amen. Hallelujah. That's the promise. That's the word that I want to get through. You need to understand that the promise of God is yes. Hallelujah. And we know where the promises are. Like we said, those spies, they're awesome. To tell us, are there grapes? Say, yes, we know the exact valley where the grapes are. Come, we'll show you. You say to him, well, is there healing there? Yes, I know the exact place where healing is. Come here with me. He himself bore our sickness and carried our disease. And by his stripes, we were healed. I know the place. I know where the promise of God is. Hallelujah. I know. That's the place that God has prepared for me. But you see, you and I need to learn how to possess. Your possession has an address. To possess, you need to know the address. Hallelujah. You see, some people don't walk the length and the breadth of the land. They don't go through this word and go see the land of promise and find where it is that God has prepared. Let me tell you, God is a miracle-working God. I'm talking to you today about possess your portion. Come on, tell your neighbor, possess your portion. Like I told one person, came to me for marriage counseling. I said, listen, I don't have to work on my marriage. You have to. I've done mine. I possessed my portion. Amen. I got my French connection. Amen. And we've worked this thing. We in the land of promise. I'm in the land of milk and honey. Praise Jesus. We possessing this thing. But you need to possess yours. Amen. If you want to possess a land of milk and honey in your marriage, you won't find it in the bar. Hallelujah. You'll find right there where you're staring into those eyes. Amen. Hallelujah. I remember the day that God spoke to me and said, now you stop speaking negative to your wife. And I started saying, man, I better shut my mouth. And I started shutting my mouth. I said, I will say no negative thing anymore. I'll speak only good. I'll speak on, you know, you never have to repent for saying something good. Isn't it easy? If you never want to repent again, never say something bad. Amen. If you want a wonderful, blessed, wonderful marriage, oh, you are beautiful. Oh, you are wonderful. Oh, you're clever. Oh, you're wise. Oh, you're the most wonderful thing that ever happened in my life. Oh, you're my sweetheart. You're my honey pie. Hallelujah. You're my hamburger. You're my airplane. You're my everything. You're everything I've ever wanted. Amen. Speak the blessing. Hallelujah. I know where the promise is. And listen, God didn't plan for one of you not to possess somewhere. He would never say, whatsoever thing you desire, ask, and you'll have it. Because God's not a liar. He's not a hypocrite. He will never say, believe me, and then he drops you. Hello? He will never say, ask me, and he doesn't have it. Amen? So my granny, the one day, we're sitting by the beachfront, and a beggar comes. You know, we're sitting there, and she said, man, these beggars, they keep coming here. They just want money, and then they run off to go and drink. And she's all angry. And the other beggar comes, says, now watch, I'll sort him out. So she opens the window. He comes, knocks on the window, opens the window, and says, please, she says, well, do you want a sandwich? He says, yes, please. She says, oh, I don't have. God will never promise you what he doesn't have. All his riches and glory, my God shall supply for you according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus, where all your needs are met. And the promise is yes. In other words, man, how sure can it be? It's a sure thing. It's a amen. It's a yes. What do you want from God? Come on, ask him quickly. What do you want? Okay, I just got the word of the Lord. Yes. Yes. The Lord says, yes. The Lord says, amen. Go possess the thing. But, you know, so today I want to speak to you about four steps to possessing the yes. Hallelujah. How do I get to that? Well, the first thing, you know, it's you need to pray. Be in the presence of God. Praying is asking. Amen. Ask and you will. Thank you for the seven people who will. Hallelujah. Ephesians 6:18. Praying always. With all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Being watchful to this end. With all perseverance, supplication for all the saints. Praying always. You know, when he's saying praying always, it doesn't mean literally praying always. You can't pray always. You have to talk sometimes. Amen. You have to sleep sometimes. Amen. You know what that praying always means? Says never give up on prayer. Never stop praying. Amen. Never give up. Never stop. Keep praying. Keep believing God. Praying always in the Spirit. Now, this is a very important key, praying in the Spirit. As many, I taught you about 3 weeks ago, as many as are led of the Spirit are sons of God. So I'm led by the Spirit into the promises of God. Amen. You don't pray by the natural prayer. You pray in the Spirit. You first come into agreement with the Holy Ghost. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Praying always in the Spirit. Praying in the Spirit. Then you pray in the Spirit. You get a witness from God. Being led of the Spirit. That's what it means. Pray being led of the Spirit. We must become sensitive to the leading because the Holy Ghost knows best where the promises are, how to locate them, what the situation around you is. Amen. Just a point of fact. You know my testimony. How last year the enemy struck me with cancer on my leg. And I was praying and I was applying every promise. I was praying the prayer of faith. In the name of Jesus, I'm healed. And nothing was happening. It's getting worse. In the name of Jesus, I was rebuked. Nothing was happening. And so I prayed in the Spirit. And when I was praying in the Spirit, the Holy Ghost showed me. He said to me, Johnny, it's a matter of authority. You've given authority away. Oh. So I said, Lord, where did I give the enemy authority? The Holy Ghost showed me exactly as the area I was compromising in my life. He said, deal with that. I went and dealt with that. After I dealt with that, authority came back to me. I laid hands on that thing, rebuked it, and within 3 days, it was gone. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, the Holy Ghost knows best. Pray led of the Spirit. Amen. As many as are led of the Spirit. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Amen. I remember a day I was still working at that time UPC Distributors. I was working there and the time for promotion came, the time for increase came, and I was believing God for an increase. Hallelujah. I was thanking God for an increase. I gave an offering for an increase. I believed God for my increase. And I knew my increase is coming. And yet, when they did the assessment, my assessment came average. Just like everybody else. So I went, I prayed in the Spirit. And the Holy Ghost said to me, they don't know you. So he said to me, now go write down what you do. So I went back by the Holy Ghost. I went back, I wrote down everything I've done, what my value to the company is, everything I've achieved. Amen. How much money I saved the company. All the things that I've done for the company, I wrote it down. Made an appointment, I went to go see the director. I said, now here's who I am to you. He gave me the top bracket increase. How many of you know that the Holy Ghost showed me what to do? Tell your neighbor, the Holy Ghost will show you what to do. Jesus said he'll lead you into all truth. He will show you the way. Amen. So why am I saying that? Because it's so important that you're led of the Spirit. Hallelujah. You spend time in the Holy Ghost. You pray in the Spirit. You listen to what God is saying. And then you stake your claim. How do you stake your claim? Well, you go see in which valley is your grapes. Amen. So what does that mean? Number one, find the promise in the word that you believe in God for. Because if you don't have a word, you got nothing to stand on. Amen. Faith comes by and hearing by the word. Find the word. Find the word that promises you what you're looking for. Hallelujah. And stand on it. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God the Holy Ghost is our promised land. Amen. Now I feel time's gone. I'll give you those keys next week. Hallelujah. Episode 2 to follow. Coming soon. To a pulpit near you. 4 steps. To possess the promise. Hallelujah. Right now, I just want to move into what I believe the Holy Ghost is doing. The Spirit of God is here. The anointing of God is here. I can see the glory of God all over this place. Hallelujah. His Spirit is resting on you. And God is saying to you today, my promises are yes. They are amen. They are fulfilled for you. The Bible says the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit. Hallelujah. Sebona. Come on, just pray in tongues. Just open your heart. Let us now practice what we've learned. Open your heart to God. Lord, what is it that you're asking God for? You're asking God for guidance. You're asking God for a blessing. You're asking God for promotion. You're asking God for favor. You're asking God for healing. You're asking God for your marriage. What is it? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that promise is yes today. You're our guide. You lead each and everyone by your Spirit. Reveal truth. In the name of Jesus. Some of you, the Holy Ghost showing you that you need to forgive somebody. Has brought somebody now before your heart that you need to forgive. Then just forgive them right away. That's your key. That's what the Spirit's leading you to do. Hallelujah. Some of you have become disappointed. You allowed a situation to lead you into disappointment. Deal with that disappointment. Lift your eyes. See Him. As your provider, say, Lord, no man has authority over me. Hallelujah. Jesus said to Pontius, no man has authority over me unless God's given. Lord, only you have authority over me. I refuse to be depressed. I refuse to be downcast. Thank you now. Shabro, seke rabai. I don't know what it is the Holy Ghost is showing you right now. Just receive that. Thank you for the key now, Spirit of God. Thank you for the revelation. For each and every one, sabro sekema, because your answer, the Lord says, my answer to you is yes right now. But I'll show you how to get there. I will show you the way. I will lead you into all truth. Hallelujah. 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 Today, for each and every one of you, I seal you with the Holy Ghost. I seal you with a spirit of promise. That's what God says in Ephesians 1:13. You are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. That's it. It's being attached to you right now. Shebra Sekera, that promise is being attached to you. You're being sealed with that promise. It's set for you. It's a sure path that is leading you into. Shebra Sekera Daga Bone Gera Bone Gesi Enta Daya. Lenko Shakaro Bone Baya. Leke Shekera Baya. It's important. And when the Lord shows you things, that you don't allow the enemy to use those things to push you out of his presence into condemnation. Because there's no condemnation in God. When he shows you things, it's because he desires to take you through it. He desires to deliver you from it. Just receive his deliverance. Just receive his blessing. Shebra, sekerabana, mona maya. Some of you got people you have to go say sorry to at work. I don't know. But the Spirit of God's leading you right now. The promise in God for you today is yes. It's amen. Holy Spirit, you are the guarantee of our inheritance. You are the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession. I thank you now for your anointing. That's it. Hallelujah. I see a miracle anointings released right now. I see the anointing, the miraculous release, the Spirit of promise sealing you. As you go through that door, the answer will be there immediately. As you answer, the breakthrough will be there immediately, like he did for me. Every time he answered me, every time he showed me, the moment I applied what he said, the promise was yes. I got to where he wanted me to do. In the name of Jesus, I break every blockage. I command every blockage to be exposed. I release a spirit of discernment, the gift of the discerning of spirits in this house to accurately discern and see. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank for every eye opened. Perception in the Holy Ghost will be your portion. He said, I will show you things to come. Now, Lord, I thank for that revelation this week. I thank you this week is a week of possession. This week is a week of the promise. This week your promises are yes and are amen. In the name of Jesus. Shebra sekera doke sena maya. I seal you. I seal you. I seal you in the spirit of promise. I seal you in the spirit of promise. In the name of Jesus. I see the Spirit of God said there will be no lack. There'll be no cap on you. It's like the enemy's trying to tell you, you've reached your capacity. There's a cap on you. I break that in the name of Jesus. There's no cap. There's no capacity lack for you. Thank you now, Lord, for your spirit that leads and guides. In Jesus' wonderful name. And as your servants respond, you will break the yoke. Destroy the bondage. And in Jesus' name, we are yours. We are free. Father, we confess, no man has authority over us. But your plans and your purposes shall come to pass in the name of Jesus. In the wonderful name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I want you to just lift your hands, say, Holy Spirit, I'm going to follow through this week on what you showed me. You know, one thing I've learned about the Holy Ghost, when he shows you something, you need to follow through on it. And you need to follow through to the very depths of your heart that you know that you've honestly dealt with it. You've done and you cleared. Because that's why he's showing you. He's showing you what has authority, what is blocking you. And if you deal with it, there's nothing can stop him. Because that seal is already on you. He's already prepared in the name of Jesus. Not something that you have to achieve, something you have to work for, something one day you have to discover. It's already yours because you sealed today. Thank you, Spirit of God, that this week is a week of the breakthrough. This week, for each and every one, Father, there'll be a new open door. I see new horizons. I see new probabilities, opportunities open before you. And nothing will hold you captive anymore. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Now every eye closed, every head bowed. We come to a very important place of the service. The most important thing that God has for you, dear friend, is the salvation of your soul. He came to set the captives free. He came because he loved sinners. When Jesus came to the earth, there was not one righteous. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. When he came to seek and save the lost, to save sinners, to reach out with mercy and with grace. And I want you to know today he loves you. When he gave his life on that cross, he shed his blood to set you free. He shed his blood to pay for your sins. And today he is here in this place and he's calling on you. I can hear the Spirit calling your name. And I bless you now in the name of Jesus. Father, I bind every lying devil. I bind every spirit of deception. And I set every person under my voice free to respond to the gospel in Jesus' name. You're sitting here, you say, Pastor Johnny, my heart's not right with God. Can you pray for me? I want to do that right now. All over this place, say, here I am, Lord Jesus. Receive my soul. I'm giving my life to you. I want to pray with you. So you say, Pastor Johnny, pray for me. I want you to lift your hand all over this place. We're going to pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Anybody else? Just lift that hand. Thank you, Lord. Here I am, Pastor Johnny. Include me in your prayer. I need to make right with God. I see that hand. Anybody else? You might be backslidden. You used to serve God and you're wondering. You're sitting here today wondering, will God receive me back? The answer is yes, friend. He is still the Lamb on the throne. He is still the Lamb who sheds his blood for the remission of sins. And he loves you today. You, yeah, today. Say, Pastor Johnny, I'm backslidden. I want to make right with God. If that's you, I want you to lift your hand as well. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Anybody else? Before I close and pray. Pastor Johnny, include me in your prayer. I need to make right with God. Hallelujah. Anybody else? Now, Father, I thank you for these hands that are raised. Every one of you that raised your hand, just raise it again. Father, as hands are raised before you right now in the name of Jesus, I apply the blood of redemption. I apply the blood of forgiveness. I break the curse. And in Jesus' name, we thank you that salvation comes to these lives right now. Now, you got your hands raised. I want you to quickly stand all over this place. You got your hands raised. Quickly stand. Quickly stand. Don't stay in your seat. Stand all over the place and come down to the front. I want to pray with you. You say, Pastor Johnny, I did not raise my hands. Can I come? Yes, I want to pray with you as well. All over the place, from the front to the back. Here I am, Pastor Johnny. I want to make right with God. You raise your hand. Don't stay in your seat. Don't stay where you are. Come right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm forever grateful to you.
I'm forever grateful
for the cross.
I'm forever grateful to you. For you came.
Hallelujah.
To seek and save.
Stretch out your hands towards this precious people. This is such a huge moment in their lives. One that we can all bear witness with today. Father, thank you for these lives and the blood of Jesus that speaks for them right now. I want those of you standing in front, say, Lord Jesus. Say it loud with your mouth. Lord Jesus, you are the Son of God. I believe you rose from the dead. I believe you shed your blood and washed my sins away. Today, as I repent, I receive your forgiveness and your salvation. Thank you, Lord, for hearing my prayer. I renounce the devil and all of his works. And now I choose to follow you. Jesus, be Lord of my life from today. In the name of Jesus, be free. I break the powers of darkness. Be free. That's it. Be free. I see a cleansing The enemies tried to defile, tried to break, but cleansing in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Thank you, Lord, for your spirit, for the blood that cleanses these souls. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Look at me. Hallelujah. Can you help her up, please? Today was your miracle day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We trust that you were blessed by that word. Our prayer is that you are inspired to become more like Jesus. If you'd like more information about Durban Christian Center, contact us on Durban code 031-467-0457. We'd love to hear from you, so please send us a praise report or even a prayer request. Thank you, and God bless.